You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Molly Wood. On our show, we've been talking about accessibility and how technology is or isn't making the world more accessible for people with disabilities. Last month, we spoke with Haben Girma, who's deafblind. She said self-driving cars could be an especially powerful tool.
Imagine the freedom, the independence. I was talking to someone who works at one of these companies, and he said, oh, you know, we're a few years from releasing the car, so maybe 10 years from now, we'll think about disability access.
So how are car companies approaching autonomy and accessibility? And couldn't they include access for all from the ground up? Mark Takahashi works for Edmunds, an auto research site.
It is very likely that they will not have any sort of controls. It'll simply be you tell the car where you want to go, and it takes you there. If you look at the concept for the Google self-driving car from several years ago, it had no pedals and no steering wheel.
So there is a scenario where they could say, we sell a pod. Anybody can get in and out of this pod. You could purchase an aftermarket unit to hold a wheelchair in place, but beyond that, everyone gets the same pod.
That is entirely possible, and it's actually been proposed several times. Toyota at CES a few years ago, it was this box on wheels that you could configure to do whatever you want, whether it's public transportation or autonomous deliveries or transforming it into a food truck or a DJ station or whatever you can think of to put inside of a rolling box. And that is a blank canvas for anyone to work with, whether they need accessibility or not.
So if we're not doing that, is it an assumption that people won't want to buy that? Or is it just a lack of will?
It's hard to say. These blank canvas boxes are certainly being considered. And actually, the Toyota version was supposed to be in action by now because it was slated to make its debut at the Summer Olympics.
It sounds like you're saying companies really could. They could reset cars. They certainly could create a blank canvas that would be accessible for all instead of trying to bolt on features after the fact. Why wouldn't they?
Well, cars have a lot of personality. And for some people, it tells other people what they want that car to represent them as. So if we have a blank slate box on wheels, it doesn't exactly have a lot of personality, not in its base form, at least. So there's still this idea that, you know, a vehicle should say something about its owner.
Right. For Haben Girma's sake, I'm going to say, get some bumper stickers.
Exactly.
Mark Takahashi works for Edmunds, an auto research site. Our own Kimberly Adams hosted the week-long kickoff to this coverage. Find all those stories at marketplacetech.org. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.